Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Seaver. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard misplays the ball. That's an error on Bernazard. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is hit by the pitch. Baylor moves to second. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gedman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to second for the out. Jacoby moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. Bernazard moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to third. Franco moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. Bernazard scores. Franco moves to third. Carter moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans strikes out. There goes Baylor. The throw from Bando to second, and Baylor is out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler bunts towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Tabler moves to second. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabler scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard is hit by the pitch. Bando moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gettman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boggs moves to third. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby moves to third. Bando moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0 for 2 in the game. Gettman takes first base on ball 4. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boggs for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Barrett moves to third. Rice moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett scores. Rice moves to third. Baylor moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops it up and throws to first, with Camacho covering, for the out. Rice scores. Baylor moves to third. Evans moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tabler hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gedman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Ed Romero pinch runs for Rich Gedman. Mike Greenwell pinch hits for Spike Owen. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Romero moves to third. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Romero tags and scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Stanley now pitching. Ed Romero now playing shortstop. Mark Sullivan now catching. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Andy Allenson pinch runs for Chris Bando. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Allenson moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to third for the out. Bernazard moves to second. score that a fielder's choice. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to third. Franco moves to second. Andre Thornton pinch hits for Otis Nixon. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. Franco moves to third. Carter moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.